Joining me is former Hereford United goalkeeper Matt Baker. Matt, you joined Hereford in the year 2000 from Hull. How did Hereford know about you? Because mostly the players that they signed in that era were from the Midlands, but to go all the way up from Hull, how did Graham Turner and Ron Jukes know about you?
The answer is I don't know. that's something I never ever thought about, actually. It's a good question. I think at that time there was a circular just went around from all the people released from league clubs, and Ron used to be pretty up on players available, and I just got invited down to come and train with him for a while, and you know, everything sort of worked out from there.
The first season you were understudy to Scott Cooksey. How important was Scott to your development as a goalkeeper?
Well, he was a big, he's a larger than life character, isn't he?
I think probably what came across more was his confidence and his ability just to sort of say it as it is and not sort of worry about a decision he'd made, but to actually just make one. Because often, you know, it's very easy to criticise after the fact. You should have done this, you might have done that. But nobody ever criticises anybody who doesn't make a decision. And you don't make a decision, you never do anything wrong, and you never actually end up doing anything. So I think his ability to make decisions and his sort of confidence sort of rubbed off on me, if you like.
You made over 100 appearances for Hereford. Are there any games that stick out in the memory?
Chester away. The season we almost got promoted, that was a good one, because it was, I think it was early on, and it was a tough game. I think I ended up saving a penalty. I think it was 0-0. That was a good one. Stevenage away, I think that was a good one, because that was early on in the same season, I think. And they were quite big spenders at that time. And I think we ended up winning 2-0 with a penalty on that day as well. So they're the two that come to mind quite quickly.
There was one I was watching on YouTube the other day, Wrexham FA Cup, on BBC One. You made some fantastic saves that afternoon.
That was too easy, though. Everyone remembers that one. So, yeah, I remember, funnily enough, it was an early kickoff. I think it was a 12 o'clock kickoff or an early kickoff. So we actually stayed in the hotel the night before, which, like, obviously at that time, never happened because we had no money. I remember our team talk in the game before. Fourth qualifying round, we were away at Dover, and it was awful. What a horrible day. It was freezing, it was just rubbish. And we pretty much got given the message that, you know, if we don't win, we might not get paid the week afterwards. That's how bad things were with the cash flow. And we won 1-0. I think we scored quite early, and it was quite a nervy last 20 minutes. And obviously then that threw up the game against Wrexham, which gave us the TV money and the advertising money. At the occasion, because it was John Motson's sort of 30th anniversary of him commentating on the famous Hereford win before. So it all sort of added into the atmosphere. And yeah, it was. I remember the night before being up in the hotel room eating ice cream, thinking, oh, could be a good day tomorrow. I mean, who knew it was going to turn out as it did?
You mentioned the financial problems at the club. How did Graham Turner try and protect the players? Because obviously he was the chairman and the manager, knowing that, you know, that the finances were so bad. Did he do a good job of trying to protect you all from the stresses of that?
Yeah. I can't speak how he managed it. He's like Houdini. No idea. You know, he would cook the food. He would cut the grass. He kept that club going. So, you know, it's quite sad to see what happened after he left, because, you know, there was obviously a lot more money about with the club in the Football League. And for it to go the way it did was pretty sad to see. But yeah, I can't speak highly enough of what he did. Absolutely incredible. Never really let the players know, but obviously you could see it in him, you know, how it took its toll. But that was the only real time he'd ever sort of mentioned how important it was. And we managed to do it. Keep it going.
The 2003-2004 team was one of my favourite Hereford United squads. You know, how good was that team?
Oh, I think about a year before, we had a guy come in who was doing a lot of university work. Older guy, and he was talking about professional athletes. He was probably ahead of his time. He was talking about the 9 stages of flow and how things just happen. And you know, sometimes when you're in that peak performance zone, you can't quite explain what you're doing it, and then when you're not in it, you're always searching for those things that got you to try and get you back into that area. And sometimes you just can't put your finger on it. And that team was a bit like that. We were just, everybody was such good friends. We all got on. We were all a similar age. We'd all come from sort of similar backgrounds of other clubs. And this was our chance to get back to another level. And hopefully we were all going to do it together. It really felt like we were doing something. And I remember in the last sort of 15 games or something like that, we were on an incredible run. Maybe it was 13 games, I can't remember. And we were away at Halifax and we were losing 1-0. We knew we weren't going to lose the game. It was bizarre. We'd not built it particularly well. We were behind, I think, to a penalty. And Andy Tretton turned to me and just said, "Oh, I'm just going to go write myself into Hereford folklore." And he ran up for a corner and just, I think he just headed it in. And we ended up winning 2-1. And it was that kind of mentality that we just all fully trusted each other. We all had each other's backs. And, you know, you'd think that would be a given in professional football, but it's very rare. I think if you find it once in your career, you're very lucky. And it was just a travesty we never got promoted that year.
How much of a heartbreak was it to go out on penalties to Aldershot in the playoffs?
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah, because obviously we'd been robbed. Everybody says this when they lose. We'd been robbed. You know, Andy Tretton got sent off for absolutely no reason. I mean, I've seen him lots of times over the years at other games, spoken to him, and I think he himself admitted he might have been a little bit quick to pull the card out, but terrible decision. For us to hang on the way we did, it was like the Alamo sometimes in that game, to get to penalties, and then to lose on penalties was just awful.
You left Hereford that summer to join Wrexham. Was there any regret that you didn't stay and see the job through and get the club up to the Football League?
Yeah. I took a pay cut to leave. I don't know how many players would say that nowadays. quite a big pay cut to leave. So it was, you know, the chance of going and playing two divisions higher was really an opportunity. You're always wanting to better yourself. You're always wanting to play at the highest level you possibly can. You know, and those opportunities might never come around again. So, on one hand, it was awful to leave. And on the other hand, I almost had no choice. So, I had another offer to leave to go to Barnet that summer, funnily enough. And had I done that, they got promoted that year as well. So, lots of things you could look back and say, well, if I'd have done this, if I'd have done that. But, no, it was the right decision. It was just a travesty. We couldn't get promoted, and had we got promoted, I would have absolutely stayed.
And you still involved in football now?
I am, for my sins, yes. I'm working for the Sun on a weekend, reporting on matches. So sometimes on the radio as well, BBC local radio. Three Counties Radio, if Milton Keynes are anywhere up north, combine the roles. But yeah, no, I've been doing the Sun work now for 10 years. So it's see lots of familiar faces around on my travels, so it's always nice.
And you still keep up to tabs with what's going on with Hereford FC, because they're now a league down from what you were when you joined them, but on the way up though.
It's a great story, isn't it? It would be absolutely magnificent story. It reminds me of the sort of Wimbledon story, where I remember going to MK Dons in 2004. Couldn't figure out what all the fuss was about, you know, all this, you know, franchise football and everything. I could never understand it, but obviously, the longer it goes on and the longer you're there, you sort of understand the politics of it and the struggle that Wimbledon then went and reformed and sort of started again, if you like. And Hereford have had to do the same thing in many ways. So it's been fantastic to see such. It just shows you when you get a bit of momentum in a football club, no matter what level you're at, it can change things very quickly. The reverse can be true on the downside. You know, plenty of good examples of Premier League clubs being in League One. Leeds did it, Sunderland done it recently. You know, once you get that momentum, whichever way it goes, it can really transform things. And it's great to see that they've been on the up and up. Hopefully they can get back into the conference, and then once you're in there, then, you know, the thoughts of Football League football have become a lot more real.